So we're now going to move on to the, we'll do the treasurer's report later because we do want to get our constitutional amendment and resolutions done. So I will turn it over to the constitutional bylaws chair and winner of CD player, Gabe Griffin.
I have no idea how to get that CD player anywhere. All right, let's see what we can do here. All right, so this is going to be the second reading of the constitutional amendment, Article 8.9. All right, is that better? All right, you're welcome. Current language, Section 8.9. Each chapter shall elect a delegate who is a current voting member of the chapter to attend council conventions and cast the chapter's vote. The chapter may also elect an alternate delegate who is a current voting member of the chapter. The chapter shall provide its delegate and alternate delegate with a credential. Such credential must be submitted to the council president and secretary, care of the CCB office, at least 30 days prior to each CCB convention. No credential of a delegate or alternate delegate may be accepted unless the annual dues of the chapter seeking to be represented are paid along with the roster as required in Section 8.7 and officer information sheet required in the bylaws. And the action to be taken is to delete the words at least 30 days prior to each CCB convention, and it would be replaced with no later than February 15th. So the new language would read somewhere on the next line. Section 8.9. Each chapter shall elect a delegate who is a current voting member of the chapter to attend council conventions and cast the chapter's vote. The chapter may also elect an alternate delegate who is a current voting member of the chapter. The chapter shall provide its delegate and alternate delegate with a credential. Such credential must be submitted to the council president and secretary, care of the CCB office, no later than February 15th. No credential of a delegate or alternate delegate may be accepted unless the annual dues of the chapter seeking to be represented are paid along with the roster as required in Section 8.7 and the officer information sheet required in the bylaws. The Constitution Committee recommends a do pass, and I so move.
Second.
And do you want me to talk about the rationale for that? Or do you want to?
You need to?
Okay.
All right. So, since there is going to be a question, I'm going to let Gabe briefly discuss the rationale for this amendment.
So this amendment, just to kind of back up a little bit, was requested by many, and I actually did the writing on it just to clear that up. The rationale behind it is basically two things. One is make it consistent with all the other documentation required by a chapter, and the second part of that is to set an exact date when it has to be in, so that it's the same every year and doesn't change as the convention changes.
All right. So, did that answer your question, or do you still have a question, Christy? Okay, get a mic to her.
My question is, because membership is added sometimes between conventions and the date of the paperwork being in, and our votes are based on the membership count, how will that affect anything, or would those new members be able to be counted towards membership or their votes?
No, those new members would not be able to count. Is that correct? I mean, they could vote, but it would not count toward the affiliate vote. Now, it's normally only a difference of a few weeks because the convention is usually, and that's when we hope to have it all the time, is, you know, in the area of April. So it's usually only a matter of 2 to 3 weeks anyway. But conceivably, there could be a year when it could be later. And yes, those newly admitted members would not count toward your increased delegate vote. Anybody seeking the floor on this amendment? Hearing some discussion, yes? Get you a mic.
Just to clarify, anybody who becomes a member after that can still be certified as a member to vote if they are registered. Do we have, I mean,
that's,
I know.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's, I just want, and also, you know, to vote at the national. So you still can, a member can be certified to vote. It's just that your chapter numbers can't change after February 15th.
That's correct for your determination of how many delegate votes you have at the convention. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment say aye. All opposed? The motion is carried. Back to you, Gabe. That concludes your report.
Thank you. And before I close, I would like to recognize the members of the committee, Dave Jackson, Roger Peterson, and Jerry Consular were unable to make it to the convention. And Charles Navarrete was here, so he participated, and we had some good discussion in the meeting the other night with, I think, about two or three people that came in and participated in the discussion. So thank you to those, and if anybody has any constitutional amendments to bring in, get them to the committee. My contact information is on the website and around. We are planning on doing some work with, I think, Articles 8, 9, and 10 over the next year. So those of you already on the committee, get ready to do some serious work. And there's a few people that I know we're going to try and recruit that aren't on the committee. And if you'd like to be on the committee, contact either myself or current President Jeff Tom or President-elect Judy Wilkinson, and we can try to arrange you getting on that. Thank you, everybody, and that concludes my credential or Constitution report, whatever report I'm giving. Oh, well, maybe it concludes the resolutions report.
Okay, do we have a motion to accept the report of the Constitution Bylaws Committee? Is there a second? Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? All right.